And then I saw like these waves, and they were coming in and they were crashing the shore. But yet it was not an eroding thing. But I'm telling you, the love of God is here this morning. The presence of the living God is here this morning. And I feel like the Lord's been speaking to me. This is a season of Him releasing His love. And I kept seeing like a measure, like a measuring cup. And the Lord's releasing a measure. And then He's releasing another measure for such a time as this, to release the anointing of God that breaks the yoke of the enemy over your life. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what your circumstances are. But the love of God is in this room this morning. The Lord wants to release a measure for you. This is a moment for you, for the love of God to come in, to rescue you, to restore you, to renew you. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, God. Wow. Release your love in this room right now, God. Come on, I'm just telling you. Wow. The presence of the Lord is in here and He's healing. Come on. Give Him them deep places. Give Him those things that you've been holding on to. Those things that have been just weighing on you. Lord, so you don't have to carry them anymore. Wow. Come on, let Him take them. Wow. Let Him lift them. Let Him restore you. Wow. Just like that wave I kept seeing. You're going to feel something. The wave of God, the love of God is going to flow in this room. And if you're willing, He's going to fill you up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. Come on right now. Father, I release right now, Father, Your love. Father, as I saw that wave, I pray that it would crash over us, God. Wow, right there. Lord, fill us up, Lord, from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, Father, with Your love, Father, with Your restoration. Do what only You can do, God. Restore us to You. Restore us to the call of God for Your kingdom's sake, O Lord. Wow. Come on, let Him. Wow. Let Him wash over you. Wow.
This morning, I just want us to, we're going to just sing this chorus again. And I just want you to grab the person next to you. And everyone is going through something. And Father, this morning, we have come to worship You together in unity. That's what Your church is all about. As we say, holy, holy, the victory is Yours this morning. And God, I pray as we grab the hand of the person next to us, that we just join in strength, in Your strength, God. And we just say, the victory is Yours. The victory is Yours. You're riding on the storm. Your name stands it all. Your name is unshaken. The victory is Yours. You're riding on the storm. Your name is unfailing. Your kingdom's rise and fall. Your throne it all. Your name is unshaken.
as we're singing that, I had saw the picture of a flag, and I went and grabbed the big red flag, because victory is ours, and we can walk in victory. And I just feel like this is a time and season just to walk in the victory, because we already are victorious. So we need to just walk in that, because that's what we're called, just to walk in victory, to walk in through the storm. We walk through the storm in victory, because we are above the storm, not beneath. But we need to walk in the victory, because the victory is ours. The victory is ours. We need to walk in victory, because the victory is ours to take. It's ours. We need to stand, and I saw that flag, because the victory represents victory. We walk in victory. And I just want to proclaim that victory, because victory is in our hands. Victory is ours. In every situation, everything we face, we are victorious.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we were singing that song, the word says that your praises pull down heaven. Your praises pull down heaven. When things are going into the toilet, that's when your praises will bring down heaven over the situations. That's when God chooses to intervene in our lives. One of the keys for that is praise. And if we'll do that today we're fellowshipping underneath an open heaven, and God wants to pour down everything that we need, our healing, blessings, everything. God wants to do that for us.
Well, you may be seated. We welcome all of you coming out this morning. God's so good to us. Amen. As we were worshiping, you probably noticed my hand was going like this. It was the fly that was bothering me. It wasn't anything too special about it. That fly was bothering me. We are in August, the way it looks. Well, we do welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus, name that's changed our lives. And the world has great hope because he has the name, or we have the name of Jesus. He paid the price, and now we can walk in the overcoming power of Jesus Christ. And our expression should be that way. Is God has it under control. And sometimes you look at the news stations, it doesn't look like God has it under control. God has it under control. Amen. They just haven't contacted him on how much he has it under control. Yes. So we have an opportunity to give into the kingdom with our tithes, our offerings, before our special speaker comes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity that we can sow into the kingdom for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our jobs. We thank you, Lord, for the financial blessings that you continue to pour out on our lives. God, we trust in you. You said that if we would bring our tithe, we'd bring our offering to the house of the Lord, you'd take care of us in all of those dimensions. So, Father, we trust you in that. And bless this now, and bless those that are giving. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. Be blessed in your giving. Thank you, praise and worship team. I appreciate that so much. That was so fantastic. Congratulations, Jeff, and the wedding was so beautiful yesterday. Had a good full house, and a lot of people blessed as they united in marriage. That was fantastic. And so we have an opportunity today to hear from a young lady, younger than I am, and she's going to be sharing some real, real powerful things. I think the day that we're living in is, we're so on time because God's on time, and I really believe that when you hear the word today, just take it in and let Mary really give you that insight that you need for the 2019 and beyond. So with that, let's welcome Mary Jacobson, and as she shares the word of the Lord. There we go.
Good morning. Wow. I love how God's been falling in our praise and worship. God has been just moving in such a mighty way. He's been speaking to, there is a fly. Now he's going to bother me. Shoot, get out of here. He's been, I don't know if you were here last Sunday, but God just fell in this place. There was just such a glory that fell in the house. And today, as we sang that song that Jen was singing here at the end, I mean, we have to know that God is moving through our worship and our praise. God is speaking. And if there was ever a time that we have ears to hear and eyes to see into the realm of the Spirit, it is now. We are living in one of the greatest times. One of the greatest times in the world right now. As we talk about such a time as this. We, the church, is in such a time as this. You know, if we look in the natural, God spoke to me. Last Saturday morning, I was sitting on my deck having coffee Saturday morning. God spoke to me. He said, Mary, you can't go by your feelings anymore. He said, you can't be moved by your feelings. He was talking to me physically. I can't go by what my body is saying. Physically, I got to go by the word of God. You can't go. We can't go into what God is doing by our feelings, by our natural person. This is such an hour to hear what the Spirit of God is saying and what God is saying to the churches, what God is saying to us personally. And if we don't know the Word of God, if we don't hear, if there has never been a time to hear what God is saying spiritually, God is speaking. God is saying some powerful things over our nation. Powerful things. If we listen to CNN and we listen to the news, you're going to be so discouraged. But we can't listen to that. We have to hear what God is saying over our nation. We have to know what God is saying over our church. We have to know what God is saying over our families. We have to know what God is saying over our state. There are so much prophetic words out there. I go back personally to the last election, and I was listening to all the prophetic words that were happening, and I was like, God, this just is not going to happen. And I'd watch the political things, and everything was so contrary to what the prophets were saying. And the night of the election, and I'm not getting into politics, but the night of the election, when that outcome happened and the prophetic words came forth, I stood in awe and maybe convicted a little bit because I didn't believe the prophets. If there's ever been a time where we need to know what the prophets are saying in our nation, it talks about in Issachar in Chronicles, they were men that understood the times and the seasons of what we were in. And God is raising up men that know and understand. He's raising up women. He's raising us up to understand the times and seasons that we're living in. Just this last week, I just had an opportunity. I've been, Jim and I have been praying at the church. I think, I don't remember when we started. It was way last, I don't know, March maybe? Yeah, it was right after the passing of Adam. God just spoke to my heart and he said, it's time to decree and declare the word of the Lord over this house. It is time to decree and declare. We are shifting the word. We've had the shift happen here. We've gone from beyond here. Our conferences have spoken. We've had so much prophetic word spoken into this house. We are so spoiled that we take it for granted. We really do. My children, Jim and I, my family, we've had so many words poured into us. And sometimes we just take them for granted and we lay them aside. We put them on the back burners and we don't understand. But God spoke to me. He said, we need to. God said, this is the year of the woman. He said, the women are arising. Okay, God, I heard that word. I heard the word spoken that there's God's raising up Deborahs and Sarahs and Esthers, and God is raising up in the body of Christ the woman's voice. And when I started digging through my prophecies, I went, God, you know, sometimes we just lay them to waste. But you know what? It's not good enough for the prophet just to prophesy it over you. If you don't get it in your spirit, and if you don't start decreeing and declaring it, it's not going to happen. So it has to get in. I think of Jeff, that prophetic word. It's not good enough that Jeff gets up here every Sunday and prophesies a word over this church. If we don't take that word in and bring it into the soil of our hearts and start proclaiming it, what is kingdom? God said he's shifting from church. Church is family. I love family. I love this. This is family. Yesterday was family. I love weddings. I just sat there and cried. I mean, you just see the power of God and the power of transformation in the life of a couple that have decided to make a commitment to each other and make a vow and a covenant. And to me, that is just so powerful. And if we press into covenant and we press into promises, you know, God is true. His promises are yes and amen. I found this scripture and I thought it was so amazing. I just want to share. And if I ramble, it's because I am so full. It's just, I laid in bed until 2 last night going, God, there's so much happening. I could talk about what's happening in the state. I could talk about what's happening in our families. I could talk about what's happening in our church. God is doing so much, and there's so many powerful words right now that if we can grab hold of them, one of them, it was in Joshua 23:14, and Joshua's ready to go on, and he's ready. He's giving his last charge to Israel, and he says in Joshua 23:14, every promise has been fulfilled, not one has failed. That's what he said to Israel. And when I read that, God challenged me. He said, Mary, is there a yes in you to the promises that he's spoken over your life? Is there a yes in you for what God is doing today? When Jeff prophesied today, God said, is there a yes in you? I want to stand, or lay, on my deathbed, and I want to proclaim, every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Is there a yes in you? Is there a yes to what God's doing right now? Is there a yes in you on those prophetic words God has spoken into your life? Is there a yes in this church for the words that have been spoken over this church? Jim and I, Wednesday nights, we come and we just decree and declare. You know, we talk about church. Church is family. Kingdom is different. God is shifting us into kingdom. He's shifting us into an apostolic move. He's shifting us women into an apostolic role. What is that? Well, let me tell you. It's a mama and a daddy in a family that's ruling it. That's what apostolic is. It's a father. It's a father moving in his role as headship. But God said, no, not just the father. He brought Adam and Eve together. He said to them together. He said, be fruitful and multiply and take dominion. He didn't say that just to Adam. He had a mama too. Eve was a mom. He gave that mandate to her too. And I tell you, I've raised three boys. Jim has been in the ministry for years. There was times when he was not around. I, as a mama, had to stand up and say, guess what? Not in my house. I had to rise up. There was times, I remember times where I didn't even like it. I just like wanted to crawl in a hole and not be the mom I needed to be. There was times where I just had to say, guess what? Not, this isn't going to happen here. I do it now. I'm a daycare provider. I tell you what, I tell my little ones, you can do that at your house, but not mine. I don't care what you do at home. Not here. You're not going to jump on my furniture. You're not going to do it. Not on my watch. Or sometimes we tell them not to do it, and they just do it in front of you. It's like, you want to go, what was that? I mean, it happened to me twice this week where I just totally said to one of my little darlings, don't do that. And they did it in front of me as I stood there. I mean, come on. It's, you know, it's just our human nature. And we all have it in us. Oh, just to rebel a little bit. I love those little darlings. Sometimes. But as we're shifting into kingdom, you know, we build the church. We build the church. God said on, you know, he will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail. But kingdom is unlocked. God gives us keys. There's keys to unlock the kingdom. And God is giving the church keys. He's giving us keys in the church. He's giving us keys in our state. He's giving us keys in our nation. And we need to understand that when he gives us a key, what does that mean? There's like a, we open those doors. We open those doors and God is giving us keys. And there's powerful keys that are happening in the realms of the spirit right now. One of them is there's a transfer of wealth. Boy, if you're struggling with a poverty spirit right now, you need, you know how we break a poverty spirit? We become thankful. We become thankful for everything God has given us. And then we start believing that when we do the word and we sow the word, if we sow, it says, if we give, it shall be given back unto you. I'm a gardener. I understand sowing. I understand reaping. I understand tilling the ground to plant the seed. I understand all that. I grew up on a dairy farm, a grain farm. I understand. This year, 2019, is a year of plowing. The prophetic words are that we're to plow the ground. It's just plowing. This year is plowing. What does that mean? We are preparing the soil for the seed. We are plowing. I'm a gardener. If I just throw my seed on the top, it's like the sower. You know, if we sow our seed on the wayside, But God, I even think of the prophetic word, Jeff. You said that wave was crushing. It wasn't an erosive wave. You said it, God spoke to my heart when you said that. He said it's a cleansing wave. It's a cleansing wave that's happening. Do you know that we need to be cleansed? We walk in this world, we get soiled, we get dirty, but we need to get cleansed. When we plow the ground, what do? We break up all that hard ground. Every year I get Jim and our old tiller out and we till up that garden. We break it up. And you get air into the soil, and if there's any dormant seeds, they will start to come up. Weeds or not. Good seeds even. Bad seeds. But this is a year of plowing. We're plowing through. But what does that mean? We are preparing not only our hearts, I believe that our hearts are being plowed through and God is cleaning and cleansing, and that wave was cleansing. God is looking for a bride. He's looking for a pure bride. And we walk in a world where we get soiled and we get dirty, we slip up, we mess up, But God's mercies are new every morning, and there's a washing and a cleansing that can happen to us. And as we're ready, God is ready to plant seeds. It talked about 2019 not only as a year of plowing, but also birthing. Well, if you know anything about the Word of God, if we understand everything that they talk about the Word of God is a seed. It's a seed that needs to be sowed. And that's seed needs to be watered and tended for and cared for. And we need to drive away the enemy that wants to destroy it. And there's things that come into our lives, and there's actually even hardships and battles that we go through, and God tries our heart and he sees where we're at. And that's what's happening in 2019. We're plowing up for what God wants to do. The prophetic words for our nation is that there's going to be the greatest revival that we have ever experienced. That is what's going to happen in our nation. But if you watch the news, you can become fearful and scared and think we're going to hell in a handbasket. But there is a remnant, God says. God told me, stop looking at numbers. There's a remnant that have been praying and interceding, bombarding heaven, going to the courts of heaven, and making a difference. And we're starting to see it in our nation. Prophetic words say that Roe versus Wade is going to get overturned in our nation. That's the prophetic word. Wow. I mean, sometimes in my natural, I go, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. But what is the prophet saying? Are the seeds that we plant in prayer, are the seeds that we speak, are the seeds. Is there a reason that Tom and Pastor Jake have been on the prophetic words in this house for maybe 6 months? They bring them up. They read them. They're on the website. Jeremy has done an amazing job to put them on. If you go to Community Church International, scroll down, just the prophetic words over this house. We've been on it. It's not good enough that Dave Wagner comes every December and prophesies over this house and over this region and over this state if we don't start decreeing and declaring them too. And that's how we birth things into the natural. That's how it happens. It's not good enough that Jeff gets up here every Sunday and prophesies, or it's not good enough that a prophetic word is spoken over my life and I don't dig up that hard ground in my heart and say, okay, can this seed live? Can I plant this into me? Can this thing grow? It's birthing. That's birthing. It's when the womb takes on the seed and that baby grows. The womb is so amazing. But our hearts are that womb to the Word of God. Our hearts are that womb that grows. And you know what? When I got pregnant, I got ready for that baby. I got ready for it. You start preparing. Right now, the church is in preparation. The prophetic words is that we are a storehouse, and we need to prepare the storehouse. Are we going to be ready as a family? Do you get ready for that new child? You do. You prepare a room. You prepare a place. You have to change your lifestyle. I mean, as a young couple, you have a new baby come into your life. Does it change you a little bit? Ooh. I like my 8 hours of sleep. I don't like getting up in the middle of the night. But God is preparing. Okay, are we ready for the harvest that is going to be coming and what's going to happen in America? The intercessors have been bombarding heaven. The prophetic intercessors. And you know what? It's the suddenly. Are we ready for the suddenly? The prophetic words that suddenly it's going to happen. Do we know? Are we ready? Is this church ready? Are we ready? Do you know what? When we had to accommodate, 300, almost 400 people in here for Adam's funeral, for Adam's celebration, we went into preparation mode. You know, God has trained us well. God has been with us. He has spoken amazing words over this house, over our lives. And when we are put to the crunch, Josh, you were put to the crunch. And you and your brother and Jamie, you shined in the realm of deacons. Every one of us fell into our place. It was crunch time. We had like how many days? 7 days. Everybody fell into their place. And the Spirit of God moved in the most difficult time of our lives. And He spoke powerful words over this house. So I just want to say to you, we are ready. God has prepared us. The prophetic word says the last 70 years of prophetic words that have been spoken, God is about to bring to pass. If you have, raise your hand if you have a prophetic word that has not been fulfilled. Raise your hand. God said He's bringing forth 3 generations. And you know what those 3 generations need to do? Is come forth and speak the same thing. How do we do that? We speak the word. We speak what God is saying. That's how it happens. We unite by speaking what God is saying. That's what we're doing Wednesday nights here. If you don't have anything else to do, 6:30 to 8, come. Start proclaiming and decreeing apostolically the prophetic words over your life, your family, this church, this community. I just read a prophetic word from 2012 over this whole community. It was a prophetic word from Dave Wenger that said he was going to pour out his spirit, and I think there were 6 or 7 churches listed that God was going to move in an amazing way. That's over our community. Do we believe it? Do we say yes and amen? Do we believe that there's going to be a mighty move in this younger generation? Yeah, the world's full of orphans. The world is full of orphans looking for moms and dads. That's what we've produced. A world full of orphans. But God is calling forth prophetic, apostolic men and women, moms and dads, to step in. That's what's happening. Chuck Pearson and Duck Sheet just had a conference in Minnesota. They spoke that God was bringing new strength to us. I mean, I believe as a corporate body, I believe as a family, I believe as a church, maybe as a state, maybe even our nation. You know, the attacks have been hard. The battles have been hard. But God spoke prophetically that he's bringing new strength into us. I believe that is happening. There's new strength coming. It says that even the young men will grow weary. You know, we think of, you know, Jim and I talk about our age and, you know, we can't do quite, feel like we can't keep up. But you know what? It said even the young men grow weary. But in Isaiah 40, it says, they that wait upon the Lord, he's going to renew our strength. We are going to mount up as wings of eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not faint. I claim that word over this house. We have stood. We have stood for the presence of God, for the Holy Spirit in this religious area. For years we have stood and declared that we believe in the Holy Ghost. We believe in the blood of Jesus. We believe in the Word of God. We have stood strong and hard, but sometimes it gets hard. And sometimes you feel like you're battling when you... But God has promised to renew our strength. We go through battles, but we just can't get stuck in those battles. We need to press through. And so I just believe that, you know, God came to Abraham and he said to Abraham he was going to have an Isaac. And I believe an Isaac is the promise. God is what God has promised. God has promised revival. God has promised us revival here. He's promised signs, wonders, and miracles, healings to happen here. That's our promise. But in Hebrews 11:11, it said that Sarah, you know, Sarah had to come to a place where she could, she had to have the strength to receive the seed. And I think that's where we're at. And that's why I think the word prophetically was said, God is coming to give us strength to receive that seed, to receive the promise. I am so there's such an excitement in my spirit. It's kind of like when you're a grandma and you find out you're going to have another grandchild. That's what I feel in the spirit realm, what God is doing. You look in the natural in you, maybe, but God's doing something. God's really doing something. And I just really I just want to charge you. If you feel weary and you feel weak, go to Timothy and read 1 and 2 Timothy. God charged Timothy. Paul left Timothy in Ephesus. Ephesus was a city that had been overtaken by idols, and the enemy just had control. It was an import city, and it was a tough, hard city, but they had revival there. And then Paul decides to leave Timothy there, a young man. I think he was 24 years old. But if you go in there, Paul speaks to Timothy, and he encourages him. I got to read it. And then I'm going to turn this over to Sandy. Let me just read it, because I want to charge you young men right now. Peter, Timothy, let me find it. Where are we? Where's Timothy? Before Hebrews. There it is. So, Timothy, my son, I am entrusting you with this responsibility in keeping with this very first prophetic words that were spoken over your life. So Paul is saying, I'm trusting you with the prophetic words that have been spoken over your life and are now in the process of fulfilling in this great work of ministry. In keeping with the prophecy spoken over you, with this encouragement, use your prophecies as weapons as you war spiritual warfare by faith and with a clean conscience. He charged Timothy, use your prophetic words as a weapon. That's what we've been doing. That's what's been happening here. When Pastor Jake stands up here last Sunday and did nothing but read prophetic words, it's a weapon. Paul told Timothy, take that prophetic word and use it. There's another place in 2 Timothy where he talks about being a good soldier. Fight the good fight. And I just want to charge you as a mother in this house. I know so many of your prophetic words. I charge you. Stir them up. Paul told Timothy, stir up the faith that was put in you by your mother Eunice and your grandmother. Wow. Stir it up. We are in the greatest hour that the church has ever seen. Don't look in the natural. Don't go by your feelings. Come on, Sandy.
Let's give Mary a hand. That was awesome. Is Jen here? Is Jen Manning here? No? Okay. Somebody get to the keyboard in a few minutes. I believe that, okay, she spoke about promises. Joseph had a dream and a promise. I love this story in the Bible. He went through so many tests. I don't know how many years it was before his promise came true. How many? 12? Is that all? I feel like, I think we've went through some hard times. Have you been lied about? Have you been sold into slavery? Have you been falsely accused? I mean, think about the things, thrown into prison, forgot about in prison. But his promise was still true. His promise had not been forgotten. God was just working through him. All this stuff, and whatever you guys been going through, I mean, I look around this room, and I look back at myself, and I've been through some things. The hardest thing was losing my son. But there's promises there. And he hasn't failed. And Mary said that there's a prophetic word over this house that it's a storehouse. What does that mean? What did it mean that God gave Joseph a dream? He provided a storehouse during tough times. Joseph fed and kept the poverty thing that was supposed to, the enemy meant for harm. Joseph rose up and was second in command. But what came? Who came to the storehouse? It really was his enemy, his family. His family is what sold him into slavery, lied about him, threw him in prison, all these things. And I just remember Steve Malaja talking about how Joseph, when his family came and he realized his promise was coming forth, he realized these are the three things he had to shed off. And I believe if we're going to move into our new season, this is what we have to shed off. And it is literally an act, and that's what I want to happen today in here. I want you, if you feel like in your season, if you're going to step into your new day where you're going to be the storehouse, you're going to be the one, your promises and your dreams are going to come true. We have to shake off, number one, poverty. Because poverty says that God does not have the resources to bring forth your dream. What a lie. If Jake said last Sunday that God has the whole world in his hand, do you think he's got a pretty big arm? Do you think he lacks any resources for you? None. In healing? I mean, it's there. Whatever you need in your new season, he has provided already for you. So shake off poverty, because that's what poverty is. It's like there's not enough. The second is weakness. It's frailty. In my last season, felt like I had any strength. I was literally lifted up by this congregation and carried. That's how weak I felt. But in our new season, is God not able to bring strength to us? He's able. So we have to shake off the thinking that I'm too weak to do it. Do you think Sarah thought she was too weak to bring forth the promised child? She said, "Why do you come to me when I'm old and my womb is dead?" But she had to believe in the supernatural, and you have to believe in the supernatural. So I want you to just shake off any weakness. Anything in your mind that says, "I'm weak and I can't do this." Because I don't care. I'm 65 and I can do this. I've argued with him. Why didn't you call me to go to Africa and do all this stuff when I was 18? When I was Hope's age and Michaela's age? Oh no, he waits until I feel like I have no strength in me and I'm just weak. But I go. We go. And you know what? It's a supernatural strength that comes upon you. So in this new season, supernatural strength is going to come upon you. Paulette, supernatural strength is coming on you today. Supernatural. It's supernatural. Supernatural. And the last thing is religious spirit. A religious spirit wants to hold you in your past. It wants to hold you back. It wants to say you're not good enough. It wants to reflect all the old things in your life. That's religion. Shake that off. Shake off religion, that you are a new creature, you have new strength and new ability for your new day. And that's what I'm believing. When Jeff was prophesying today, those waves coming into the house, these waves of love, but it was really mantles falling from heaven. I saw an open heaven. An open heaven. mantles falling on each one of you. Three generations are in here. You could go around this room and you could look at these families. There's three generations here. Yesterday there was three generations. The mantle is falling on every generation. Jack, the mantle's falling on you. There's a mantle that's falling on you. And I tell you, every promise and every word that he's spoken over you and who you and what you can do, I mean, I've heard him. All you have to do is believe and walk into it. There's mantles. Do we believe the mantle's coming on us? Right now, during worship, mantles fell in this house. Mantles to see your new season, to see your new day. When Elijah and Elijah, a double portion of mantle fell on him, and he did twice as much. And I tell you, we need a double portion. A double portion of a mantles. And I saw mantles fall on you. You're not here. Are you from Duluth? You're from Duluth. Do you know that Duluth has a powerful move of God happening in Duluth? It is so amazing. When he was prophesying the waves coming in, that's the harbor right there. The waves are coming in, and it's starting in Duluth. And those waves are going to flood over this whole, it's going to impact us. So you're not here by mistake. There's mantles that fell on you this morning. There was mantles that fell on you. Bethany, mantle, a new mantle fell on you. Harley, a mantle fell on you today. Mantles fell on every single one of us in this house. And so all we have to do, I just want you to stand up right now. I just want you to do a prophetic act. I just want you to just take one half step forward and just shake off all those old things that I talked about, that poverty, that God, his resources are being deposited in you right now. Right now, he's depositing resources in you. Just raise your hand and say, it's just resources. Resources. Resources are being poured into you. Strength. Strength is being poured. This is supernatural, guys. This is supernatural. This is a move of God that is happening right now. You will feel it tomorrow. You will feel it tomorrow. And when Joseph went into that room and he cried off all of the old things, all of the years, those 12 years of preparation that was hard, he walked in a new day. He walked into his family and he embraced them, and there was a table set before them. There's a table set before you of everything that you need. And so, Father, in this house this morning, I am so thankful for the move of God, for the new season that you're bringing us into. For everything that we need now, every resource from heaven is going to be deposited within us now. The anointed mantle of God is falling on us to accomplish only what we were called to accomplish. You are uniquely formed by him in such a time as this to bring forth something. God is going to open your eyes. I prophesy and decree and declare over your eyesight today that you are going to see things that you've never seen before. You're going to see beyond circumstances and situations. You are going to see into the supernatural. And you are going to see what God has prepared for you. He's going to open your ears to be attuned to hearing the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to start speaking, and you're just going to be able to hear clearly, like the sons of Issachar. They heard the signs and the seasons. So, Lord, I bless this congregation this morning. I bless them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I bless them. I bless them with everything, every resource of heaven that you have for them. And now, as we stand in your presence, we just give you thanks, and we give you a clap offering this morning, God, for all you've done in this house this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, God, thank you, God. You've visited us again. You've gave us strength. We just want to thank you now in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a prophetic word that was spoken over all of us as the body of Christ. Everything is coming together just as I have planned and just as I have said. I am the God of the past, present, and future. I am not only the author of faith, but the finisher as well. It is time to take your place. Get on your mark, get set, and go. The world is looking for those who not only know how to start strong, but how to finish well. Keep your hands to the plow. I am cultivating something new for your church in the year ahead. The plans of the enemy are being unraveled, and he is loosing his grip. I am breaking up the fallow ground of the nations. The place that seems hard in the past are now fertile for the seed of faith to be sown. Nations shall be won and discipled in a day as their eyes of understanding are open, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that your impartation into our lives is going to change us. And I will take it very, very seriously, Lord, that this is being spoke over us to change our responsibilities that we're supposed to carry into action. We release this now in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen. God bless you. If you're needing prayer right after the service, you can come up and someone will pray with you. And prayer is the major thing. You get prayed for, and God will answer those prayers, all right? Well, God bless you. Before you leave, why don't you say hi to someone if you haven't met them, introduce yourself, and God bless you in this day. Amen. You're dismissed.